Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, yes, that's much better. Praise the Lord. We're alive, and we're alive and well. We're alive and well. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Father God, once again for the opportunity, Father God, to go forth preaching, teaching your word. Holy Spirit, action rides up big within me. Speak in and through and out of me the word of God, Father God. Holy Spirit, and let the word fall on fertile ground. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 This morning, saints of God, I'll be coming out of John 14, 1 through 7, which reads as following. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, ye there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether to go, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. And just put a title onto those scriptures, and especially verse 6, it said, would be Jesus is the way.
Amen.
Jesus is the way. I have to confess, I had another sermon, was preparing and everything, and like last week, you know, we came casual. But this week, I had another message prepared for you. But things was happening, and so the Spirit led me this way. Jesus is the way.
Yes, he is.
He is the way to all the world. No matter what your situation is, Jesus is the way, saints of God. No matter what you're going through, Jesus is the way. So I had to, because I've been obedient and were led by the Spirit and everything. So I went this way. So maybe one day you will see the surprise that I had for you guys within my message. But anyway, the Spirit know what the people need to hear. Amen. So Jesus is the way. So since Jesus is being the way, I want to ask you these couple of questions. Yes, meditate on yourself. Ask yourself these questions. Do you have problems? Are you confused in the things pertaining to this life? Do you feel lost with a sense of despair? Saints of God, if you do, don't feel like you're alone. In time past, about the time of Job, a person who experienced a great deal of suffering said in Job 14, 1 and 2, man who is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He come forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleed also as a shadow and continue not. You see, saints of God, Job's words spoke nearly 4,000 years ago, expressed the sentiments of millions today. His word that he spoke is still going on today. It's still happening in the world. But I just want to let you know, saints of God, Jesus is the way. You see, saints of God, now, however, there is a way out, and that way is Jesus Christ. As he said in verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, to everything That is true and good. But in this life and the one to come, Jesus Christ is the way. See, you see, saints of God, Jesus is the way to a, number one, to a better life. Jesus offers an abundant life. On one occasion, Jesus stated his purpose in coming to this earth. In John 10 and 10, it says, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. You see, saints of God, this bundle of life Jesus offered is simply life in the hereafter. It is now also. You can have abundant life in this life. You ain't got to wait till the hereafter. You can have abundant life right now. All you have to do is believe and receive.
Yes, Lord, that's right.
Though he does not promise wealth or luxury, he said that you will have trials and tribulation. But you got to look at the end time. See, God knows the beginning from the end. So you got to look at the end time, your victory. Over all the circumstances that's going on, all the hurt and pain that you're having, saints of God, the end time, knowing that you're here. The end time, knowing you're prospered. Because his word said, you are the head and not the tail. You are blessed, not cursed. You are the linen, not the borrower. You are blessed, saints of God. You are healed and not sick. These is God's word. Because of those words is spoken, Jesus is the way. You see, saints of God, he does assure us. Like I said, he didn't promise that we were going to have wealth and lust. But he does assure us, a loving father in heaven who cares for his children. Matthew 6 and 31 through 33 said, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that ye have need of all of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. There ain't nothing that God will not do for you, saints of God, if you believe and you receive it. If you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything that you need, God will supply. He will supply your every need. His word said it. Do you believe it? God is the way. More than he also provide a better life, more than enough provision for those who are willing to follow him, saints of God. Mark 10, 28 to 30 said, then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there's no man that have left house or brother or sister or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake and the gospel. But he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and land with persecution in the world to come, eternal life. So you see, saints of God, no matter what you're going through, the end results have eternal life. And your eternal life, if you believe and receive him as your Lord and Savior, will be with him.
Yes.
You have an eternal life with him, not in hell bound, but with him in heaven. Yes. Saints of God, you see, those who receive this life are blessed. You are blessed, saints of God. Even if you don't feel like you is blessed, you is blessed. The happy people in the world are those who truly commit themselves to follow Christ. If you follow Christ, you're the happy people. Although your body might not feel like it, although your checkbook might not say it, although your house, you might not have the best of house, you might not have the best of car, you might not have the best of clothes, you might not have the best steak, but thanks to God, you are blessed. You are blessed, saints of God. Why? Because Jesus is the way. You see, even though living in the most adverse circumstances, such as Paul said, which live on house west in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 through 13 said, not that I speak in respect or want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, there is to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to be abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to be abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You see, saints of God, it is not only through Christ who strengthened us that we can do not the only the duties that you is called to do, but being a Christian, to do those things which is the few or more virtue. You is able to stand for what is right, thanks to God. When he gives you the strength, you can stand. You can stand, as long as you're standing on his word, you can stand. No matter who is falling down on your right hand, no matter who's falling down on your left hand, you can stand and speak the word of God. Jesus is the way. Jesus also, number two, the way to forgiveness of sin. Jesus is the solution to every serious problem that we have. The most serious threat to our well-being that we face today, thanks to God, is sin. But Jesus took care of that already. This is because every one of us is guilty of sin. Romans 3:23 said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin is not without consequences, thanks to God. Although God have taken care of, covered the sin, have forgiven us our sin, but he don't give you a license, just go out there and continue to do what you know is wrong. It don't give you a license, continue to do, go on that journey, or keep on sinning. It have consequences, thanks to God. Either often in the physical, but always in the spirit. You see, thanks to God, Romans 6:23 said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus did. He paid for it. So we being believers, we need to step out and just preach and teach the word to the ones that is lost, even to the ones that is saved but don't know, and you know that they out there doing what's not right in the sight of God. We have a responsibility, thanks to God. We just can't sit within these four walls and let the people continue to go to hell. Right. It is God's desire for all to be saved. Amen. And we being ambassadors, it's our job to preach and teach the word. Yes. You might say, but Pastor Reed, I'm not a pastor. The word that said you have to be a pastor. It said if you're a believer, go out preaching and teaching the word to all. You ain't got to be a pastor. You ain't got to be an evangelist. All you have to do is just be a believer and go out. Get out these four walls. You ain't got to be the anointed or ordained. But if you know the word and the spirit lead, do what the word says, saints of God. I'm not mad at nobody else, but I just want to let you know that we have a duty, saints of God. We have a duty. We have a responsibility. It can't be that I got mine, let them get theirs. We can't be selfish. We got to be loved because the word said, love one another. So how can we love when we be selfish and don't spread the good news? You see, saints of God, unless the problem or sin is resolved, the ultimate consequences is eternal in hell. Jesus also, through Jesus, God provided forgiveness. You see, out of love, God offered Jesus as the propitiation for our sin. 1 John 4:9-10 says, and this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sends his only beloved Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Are you glad that he did it, saints of God? Are you glad that Jesus paid the price? He paid a price that he did not paid a debt that he didn't owe. Aren't you glad about today, saints of God? If you're glad about it, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Because he did it. It wasn't us, and because of our love and our goodness, but because it was God's love for us that he sent his Son. And it was because of Jesus loved us so that he did it. I'm glad about it, saints of God. Also, through his blood shed on the cross, Jesus provided forgiveness for our sin. Ephesians 1:7 said, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiving of sin according to the riches of his grace. No matter how the richest man on earth, saints of God, might have all the money that he can ever spend, he cannot give you redemption. He cannot give you forgiveness of your sin. He cannot do what Jesus done for you, saints of God. He might be rich, but his grace cannot save you. His richness cannot lead you through the way. Some people might think that he could, or they could, but thanks to God, they is not happy. Even if they ain't got Jesus, the rich man, if he don't have Jesus, he's not happy. He might, the money might buy him happy, but deep down, what that spirit man is telling him. He might have a good front. You know, sometimes you can people wear that mask and that advertise be on TVs about this commercial. People hold up the mask, covering up their expression. I think about something about bipolar or something. You up this moment. Next moment you're down and sad. Don't nobody want to be around you. Saints of God, we can put on a good front. We can wear these face masks, but it's time to take these masks off and be real for Jesus. You see, saints of God, after his sacrificial death for us, Jesus explained how those lost in sin could be saved. It involving repentance. Luke 24:46-47 said, and he said unto them, thus it is written, and though this behoove Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You see, saints of God, we got a duty to preach the good news to all the nation. Maybe you can't go out there and travel, but every second Sunday, we got mission. Send someone out else. Send someone out there who can go. Help someone else to go and spread the good news. But that still don't give you an excuse, saints of God, to just sit in these four walls. Because the people right next door, they still need to hear the good news. And if you don't want to go to the people next door, to the church, go to your neighbors. Start with your neighbors and spread out to your neighborhood, to your community, to your city, to your county, to your state, saints of God. The good news, letting people know Jesus is the way. You see, also, we involve faith and baptism. Mark 16:16 said, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believe not shall be damned. Jesus don't want nobody to be damned. But we as ambassadors can preach the good news. If it's Jesus, God's desire for all to be saved, it should be our desire. Also, saints of God. But to be truly happy, we need more than just the forgiving of sin. We need to be restored to a close union with God when we lost by our sins. And this, Jesus also is our answer. For he is the way to God. Yeah. Number three, he is the way to God. You see, Jesus came to reconcile us to the Father. Many religions claim to be Christian are almost totally silent about the new relationship Jesus provided with God the Father. About all of them seem to talk about is Jesus and the Holy Spirit. They'll talk about Jesus, they'll talk about the Holy Spirit, but they'll talk about the reconciliation to us back to the Father. But Jesus is the way. He is the way for us back to the Father, saints of God. Could this indicate a lack of real understanding of Jesus' purpose? Could be. But some of them is set in their ways, saints of God. And it is not about the word. It is about the money. It is about the Benjamins. What they can get out of it. A lot of churches and stuff then turn from an organization to organism. It's about me. It's about what I can get. It's about the money for me. But saints of God, thank God that this church is not like that. You see, saints of God, Jesus came into this world to reconcile men back to God the Father. Jesus sent him to for that purpose. In 2 Corinthians 5:18 to 20 said, "In all things of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their transgression upon unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ." Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did speak you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead be ye reconciled to God. We got to do this, thanks to God. We represent our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what Jesus claimed to be in John 14:6, the way, the truth, and the light. Not only is he the way, truth, and life, saints of God, but a relationship with God is important. One does not truly experience what it means to have an eternal life without having an ultimate or intimate relationship with the Father, as well as with the Son. Which is exactly what Jesus had to offer us in John 17:2-3. "And thou have given his power over all flesh, that he shall give eternal life to as many as thou have given him. And this is the life eternal, that they might know that thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." You see, saints of God, yes, the eternal life Jesus offered to us include knowing the Father as well as knowing the Son. You can't know the Father without knowing the Son. A lot of time, you know, in this natural realm, most time you know the Father, then know the Son. For example, I would know Pastor. I might not know his son, but if I know the Pastor, I would know his son, because that just flowed down. But thanks to God, if you know the Father, you got to know the Son in the Spirit. You got to know him, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. You got to know it. You can't know the Father without knowing the Son. Now, that's one thing. It's impossible. You see, saints of God, the way to a better life, the way to forgiveness of sin, the way to God, what wonderful blessing they are. But there's more, saints of God. Jesus is also the way out of a religion confusion. Because he's not the author of confusion. The dilemma many face today, thanks to God, is confusion. Consider the difficulty of many who wish to follow Christ, who follow Jesus. They are confused and even disturbed by the multitude of different churches and conflicting doctrine being offered by those who profess to be his church. There's a lot of church out there, saints of God, saying that I am the true way. I am the church. I got this doctrine. But the doctrine, saints of God, is right here. It's God's word. It's not man-made. It's God's word. God spoke it. And if you believe it and receive it, that's the true doctrine. See, one does not have to be a part of this confusion, thanks to God. You don't have to be a part of this confusion, what people say. Jesus certainly does not approve of it. He taught the harm or division. In Matthew 12 and 25, Jesus knew their thought and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or houses divided against itself shall not stand. You see, saints of God, Jesus do not approve of division. When it comes to the spirit realm, he do not approve of division or separation, but he do approve of unity. Amen. You see, saints of God, even he prayed for his father to be united. In John 17, 20 and 21, he said, neither pray I for thee alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as though Father are in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. You see, saints of God, he wants unity. How can we have unity if we don't have love? How can we have unity when there's so much hate? How can we have unity when there's so much confusion, saints of God? See, Jesus, he promised to build his church. In Matthew 16 and 8, he said, and I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and unto this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So, saints of God, just believe. No matter what's going on in this world, God, church will stand. God, church will stand. Nothing that man or Satan would try to do to just try to destroy it or otherwise change it from what he had built it for and to do, it will not prevail, thanks to God. They might try, man and Satan, they might try, but they will not prevail. So that should be a good opportunity for us right now to say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because the church will prevail over all of Satan's tricks, all of men's tricks, all of this confusion. The church will prevail. Even today, when someone obeyed the word of Christ and accept him as Lord and Savior, they are added to the Lord himself, to his church. You see, Acts 2 and 47 said, praise God, and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So you see, saints of God, we should be praising, thanking God that it's just one believes and receives Jesus as his Lord and Savior. You see, saints of God, in his church, we can rejoice the unity of which Paul wrote about in Ephesians 4. It says, chapter 4, verse 4 and 6, there's one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all and through all in you all. One. There are many, but when it comes down to it, it is one. With all one. No matter if you're black, white, red, green, or purple, you is one. Because God don't see no color but red. The blood of Jesus, that's what he see. And we got to start acting like, just like he act like, thanks to God. But finding his church and enjoying this unit is experienced only as we follow Jesus as the way out of religion confusion. Finally, saints of God, let me point out this, that Jesus is the way to eternal life. Number five, Jesus is the way, I'm almost finished, saints of God, Jesus is the way to eternal life. You see, death is expected, either by the grave or through the catching up in the air. In Hebrews 9:27 said, and added, it is appointed unto man to die once. After death, then come the judgment. You see, saints of God, death become the door either to eternal life or to eternal damnation. Condemnation, I should say. Matthew 25:46 said, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. You see, saints of God, Jesus is the way to that life eternal. Jesus offered eternal life. To die in Jesus is to die in a way to eternal life. John 6:27 said, labor not for the meat which perish, but for that meat which endure unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For he have God the Father sealed. John 11:25 said, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believe in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. Saints of God, Jesus is the way to eternal life. As the Apostle John wrote in the book of Revelation, Revelation 14 and 13, it says, and I hear a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead who died in the Lord from henceforth. Yet, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor, and their work do follow them. Jesus is the way. And in conclusion, saints of God, I hope that I have sparked your interest and want to learn more about Jesus is the way. For those who are Christian, to increase their appetite of Jesus as their Lord and Savior, so they will want to serve him with greater zeal. For those who are not Christians, to encourage them to let Jesus be their way to everything that is truly good, both in this life and the life to come, because Jesus is the way. Amen. Amen.